Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Laura Wagner is with us this morning. Laura is a forestry programs coordinator for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time this morning, because we're going to talk about something important for a lot of different reasons. The community of Atlantic, the Cass County area, are going to be involved in the Operation Relief Program. Can you tell us what the basics are about that program, Laura?
Absolutely. This is a great opportunity for homeowners to purchase trees at a reduced rate to plant in their yards and around their homes. Alliant Energy sponsors this program, and customers only have to pay $25 per tree, and Alliant Energy pays the rest as part of their energy efficiency program. So planting trees around homes reduce energy consumption, and that's why Alliant really likes to contribute to that. So the way the program works is customers can receive an order form, and they can download that off the Alliant Energy website or email or call me, and I'll send it to them, and I'll give that information later. And we have about 8 different species they can choose from to order, and these are landscape-sized trees. So anywhere, depending on the species, between 5 and 10 foot tall, container-grown. And they just send in their order form to the City of Atlantic. We're partnering with the City of Atlantic for this program. And then they come pick up their trees on the distribution day. They just pull up in their truck or car, and we load their trees up for them. And then we'll also have a no-cost tree planting and care workshop for folks that want to attend.
This is a pretty comprehensive program.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And they have a nice selection of trees to choose from. We have hackberry, honey locust, Kentucky coffee tree, swamp white oak, chinkapin oak, American hornbeam, eastern wahoo, and American hop hornbeam. So whether you want a large growing shade tree or a lower growing, more shade tolerant tree, we have something for everyone.
Yeah, I'm not up on all my trees, but I'm sure they all have a purpose.
They do indeed. Absolutely. And so Alliant Energy supports this program because of the energy efficiency aspect that trees provide. But the City of Atlanta is actually partnering in a grant through the U.S. Forest Service and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Forestry Bureau to increase the tree canopy in Atlantic for lots of reasons that benefit the community, neighborhoods, and businesses. There are more reasons than just energy efficiency and beautification to plant trees.
Yeah, I noticed on the news release that we received here, there are a lot of other things that I guess I never really thought much about when it comes to having good tree stands.
Right, that's exactly right. Things you would never guess, like reduced crime rates. We see that a 12% increase in tree canopy can reduce crime, reportable crime, by 10%. We see that we have lower rates of obesity in well-treated neighborhoods, lower rates of asthma for children. There are lower symptoms of ADHD. Just 20 minutes in an area with trees or nature can be the equivalent of 2 doses of medication for ADHD. So it's incredible, whether it's health, whether it's the economy, whether it's the livability of a city. Trees really can help improve all of those things.
Yeah, they really improve our outlook.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then, of course, there's also the value to property, too. People don't sometimes think about that, but how much better your property looks from the street has a direct effect on how much people might be willing to pay when it comes time to move.
It absolutely does, and we see that nationwide, not just in Iowa, but we see a general increase of up to 37% in residential property values with mature trees and well-landscaped areas. And it's not limited only to residential areas. We also see higher rental rates for commercial offices, which have treed landscapes. And we also see, and a lot of folks find this surprising until they think about where they want to shop, but we see that if we have a nice tree canopy in a downtown business, people will drive farther, they'll spend more time, and spend up to 9 to 12% more for the products that they buy in a well-treated business area. So the economics of it, whether you're a homeowner, a business owner, or a retailer or a city itself are really great.
Well, and one other thing the folks here can relate to very directly right now, I noticed a note here that talked about saving the pavement on streets through shaded trees and things like that. Well, we're going through a massive road project right now with Highway 6 being redone on the east side of town, right through the middle of our community. So anything we can do to make that work that they're doing now last a little longer, I'm sure people are all in favor of.
Absolutely. That's one of the great benefits. You know, sometimes cities think that trees are just a cost to the city because they have to prune them and maintain them. And it is a cost to the city, just like having a street itself or light poles or sidewalks. But the benefits are enormous. You can save up to 60% of repaving costs by having shaded roads. But it also really helps reduce speeding on roads. We see that there's about 3 mile per hour reduction on streets that are lined with trees and lower crash rates. So a lot of benefits from trees on streets, and some of those are sort of counterintuitive. Sometimes people think, well, if there's a tree-lined street, I'm more likely to crash into that tree. But those trees actually provide protection for pedestrians, so we see more people walking along and getting exercise along those streets. And then we also know that when we see trees in nature, that actually lowers our stress hormone cortisol and calms us. And that's sort of what provides that lower speeding, lower aggression. And we see that carry over into all aspects of life. So trees on school grounds can lower incidences of bullying in schools and reportable crime in schools, and can also increase test scores when kids can see those trees outside their classroom windows. So all sorts of surprising but really well-researched benefits from trees in our urban areas.
Who knew? But, you know, on the other side, too, we have to remember that it's one thing to buy trees and have the greatest intentions. It's another thing to plant them properly in appropriate places, and that's what the workshop is for.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we'll have a workshop led by our district forester, Lindsay Barney, down there, and she will cover some of the basics, like how to know if you're planting your tree at the right depth, because planting it too deep can actually kill it later on, how to prevent encircling roots, how to properly water and mulch your tree. But she'll also talk about tree diseases and how to avoid those or excuse me, mitigate for those, as well as proper placement of trees for the best energy efficiency, and proper placement of trees depending on the species of tree. So some trees are more storm resistant than others, so we recommend putting those closer to your house than ones that have a lot of breakage in storms.
Great opportunity there for folks to learn a lot more.
It is.
And to make it worth your investment, too, because you're going to spend some money. It's a reduced price. It's offset,
right.
But you are going to spend some money, too. So you might as well make sure that you do it properly and make sure it lasts, hopefully, for generations to come.
That's right. That's right. So these trees are $25 a piece, and they would normally run anywhere between $65 and $150 a piece. So it is an investment, but Alliant really helps pay for quite a bit of that. And a lot of these trees, you know, we have some oaks in there and hackberry and honey locust, and we have oaks that are several hundred years old. And that only happens if they're planted properly. So it really is a small investment now, but if we care for them, a benefit for, you know, future generations to come.
Absolutely. Now, I know you're partnering up with some other organizations, including the City of Atlantic. Is this just for Atlantic residents then?
It's not. Actually, any Alliant customer is welcome to order from this program. Of course, we're holding it in Atlantic because Atlantic is really working on increasing their tree canopy. We recently did public tree inventory of all the trees in Atlantic and did some pretty intensive training with the municipal staff there in Atlantic on all sorts of aspects of urban tree care. So we're holding an Atlantic, but anybody in Cass County or any of the surrounding counties that would like to purchase a tree at this event are welcome to order. And they should order as soon as possible. It is a first-come, first-serve basis, so if they'd like to order, just download the order form from AlliantEnergy.com/relief, and that's spelled R-E-L-E-A-F, or they can call me at 515-725-8456, and I'm happy to mail them an order form. And the Parks and Rec Department there in Atlantic also has order forms there in their office.
Oh, easy to find. And then put the date on the calendar then, too, Saturday, October 17th.
That's right, and the distribution will be 9 to 11, so folks need to be able to come to the distribution. We'll load their trees for them, and they are good-sized trees. So now and then we get folks coming in a Prius, and I'll tell you, it's hard to fit a 10-foot-tall tree in a Prius. So bring a truck, a trailer, a van, something like that, or get a neighbor to come pick it up for you.
There you go. I don't want to see that. That's not going to be much fun to watch. Saturday.
Sometimes it's magic what we can fit in a small vehicle.
I'm sure it is. Saturday, October 17th from 9 to 11, the workshop at 10, and that's at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. But in the meantime, what's important right now is to get those trees ordered. Get the application filled out, get the money sent in, get yourself on the list, and make sure you do it early enough that you get your pick of the litter.
That's exactly right. Yep, we do run out of species, and I update the order form on the website and what we send out as the species run out. So right now, everything's available that's on the order form, but you know, as the weeks go on, we do start running out.
Excellent. Sounds like a great program for folks to take advantage of, Laura. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'll be there for the distribution, so I hope to see anybody that orders.